Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is the 10th of April.
Already.
And shockingly, we are both in front of each other today.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not somewhere. I'm not up in at the Clearwater Station.
Well, you will be next week.
Why, well, am I?
Yeah.
Where
that's why. That's why I'm telling you now on the air, so that it's documented.
Heads up.
Headed to New York. Next Saturday is UFC New Jersey.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
we even talked about
Eddie
it last
Gordon.
Night.
Yeah, obviously I pay attention.
Eddie Gordon will be hopefully co-hosting the Thursday night show,
friend
and then
the
you
show.
Will be solo. I won't even be calling in.
What?
I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, I got to have my game on point.
And I'm telling you why.
Why?
The event is in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
You're going to New York.
Friday, I will be all day in New York City.
You're going to be otherwise occupied.
Little ticked off that the TV show that we have the little in with,
mm-hmm.
I still call it Regis and Kelly.
Right.
But Kelly and Strahan, they're not live on that Friday.
So I know where you won't be on Friday.
Well, I'll still be in the studio hanging out, but they won't be there.
But you won't be seeing them.
No. I'm going to go make a little quick stop in there to see my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cool stuff going on in New York City. Yep, my cuz.
Quick side note.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but am I just now coming to the realization? Is that Tom Hanks that opens up the open? Thank God it's Friday.
No.
Tom Hanks?
No, Tom Hanks is at the end when he says it's very important you don't stink today.
Gotcha. Okay. You know. Who's the beginning? Yes. Okay.
No.
What?
When Macho Man passed away, we put that after Tom Hanks. It's before and after, actually.
So they're both Tom Hanks.
No.
Who opens up with "Thank God It's Friday"?
Oh, that's you're right. That's Tom Hanks. Yes.
Oh, is it okay. Really?
Yes.
Hi.
It sounded like him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Macho Man. No.
No. That's pretty.
That's from the movie Dragnet, when him and Dan Aykroyd, when he in the movie he opens up the top of the tank and the guy's name was Friday. Remember, he goes, "Thank God it's Friday." That's what that is.
Never saw that movie. So.
Joe Friday.
Really?
I have seen that. Well, I'm not surprised you haven't seen it, but it is a good movie.
Yeah.
I have.
It's funny.
Kind of a funny Tom Hanks, it's very important you don't stink today story.
Mm-hmm.
The annual Waiting for Wishes, hosted by Kevin Carter, former Tampa Bay Buck, Super Bowl champ with the Rams, and Jay DeMarcus, was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple years ago, well, the very first year that we went, we're on Rascal Flatts' bus. Power was out. So I think that it was Gary, who's the lead singer, gets one of those long-ass cigarette lighter.
Yeah, like a grill lighter.
Grill lighter, that's okay. What it was. Clicks it on. Paula Abdul's on the bus. All the Rascal Flatts on the bus. Nobody gives a damn. What they do care about is that William Zabka was on the bus. Now, you're too young, and you're probably saying, who the hell is William Zabka? William Zabka, better known as Johnny Lawrence. From Karate Kid.
Gotcha.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
Everybody's freaking out, right? So then a couple years later, we're walking around. I don't need no introduction because I know who Jonathan, I don't know how you pronounce his name. Shaikh? S-C-H-A-E-C-H. Who was the lead singer of that band, The Wanderers, who sang the one-hit song that Tom Hanks's line, "It's very important you don't stink today."
Gotcha. Okay.
So there was a nice little tie-in.
nice little 17 degrees of separation.
Pretty
but
much. Yep, to Tom Hanks.
Instead of Kevin Bacon, it's Tom Hanks this time.
Had a long talk with Jonathan Tuesday night at the after party, and it was just cool. Then I had a long talk on the bus back to the airport with Hannah Storm from ESPN.
Very awesome.
She is unbelievably cool.
How so?
She just is. You know, we had a nice conversation. You know, it's just, we won't go into the conversation, but it was a nice conversation and just unbelievably cool.
Very cool.
Also, awesome. Since it's sports, Hannah is sports.
Yes. Very
Bob
much so.
Sapp, yeah. Legend. His record may not be the best, but he is a legend. He was on Longest Yard.
Yes.
Very well known for Pride.
A little mackerel.
I'll tell you what. Awesome guy. Unbelievable. He's like 6'7", 900 pounds.
God. I'm glad you're not exaggerating today.
No, I'm really not. Just the coolest, coolest guy. Also, I have a new favorite AFC player.
Okay.
Okay. First, Jonathan Casillas, no longer an AFC player.
Correct.
Moved over to the Giants. My new favorite AFC player, who we will have on the show during the football season. Okay?
Okay.
Coolest
dude. Hold you to it.
Well, I'm holding Michael to it. Michael Griffin, number 33 of the Tennessee Titans, made a drastic mistake at Waiting for Wishes on Tuesday.
What was that?
Massive mistake.
Did he bet against you and all you can eat something?
No. But he made it possible that it was all you can eat. So as he's bringing the steak and lobster to every plate, this guy was over the top. Anything else I can do for you? Anything I can get for you? Do you want another one? Huh? What did you say? Do you want another one? Yes. So Michael Griffin, number 33 in your Tennessee Titans program, my new favorite AFC player.
Because he fed you.
Mindy Robinson, Randy Couture's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Unbelievably cool. She's done a lot of movies.
How old is she?
Doesn't matter. Well, why are you going to bring that up?
Because I'm bringing up the roast.
Are you throwing Randy under the bus?
I'm not. Chael did.
And a lot of people do make fun of the fact that Randy Couture is in his 50s.
Uh-huh.
Mindy, I believe, is 31 or 32.
Gotcha.
More power to Randy.
Hey.
And when you get to know Mindy, take a look at her. And when you get to know her, more power to Randy Couture because she is unbelievably cool. It was just a really, really, really cool event. If you're in the Tampa Bay area or if you're listening on the download, replay, podcast, all the things we do.
All that stuff.
iTunes. Try to go next year because it is unbelievably cool. Randy Couture, Tito Ortiz, Bob Sapp, and Mindy Robinson were my guests, and it was definitely, definitely cool. All right. I do have a complaint, a bitch, a problem, whatever. Okay. And we will also kick start maybe next week. We'll get the music from Tuesday and do story time with Uncle Randy.
Because Tuesday or Thursday, that works too.
Yeah, whatever. Because people absolutely, we may start a show just called Story time with Uncle Randy.
That's awesome.
Somebody explain to me, if you are in the hospitality, I know this has nothing to do with sports, but the hospitality biz.
Okay.
What exactly is a resort fee? How do you get away with a resort fee? Why don't you just charge more for the room and not this ridiculous, stupid resort fee? So we just booked our rooms for UFC 406, mm-hmm. which is May 20, whenever.
Gotcha.
23rd, I believe. John Jones, AJ.
Is that 189? No.
I couldn't even tell you the number. Chris Weidman. Hopefully we'll get back in the cage, et cetera, et cetera. So they're going to charge $25 extra per day for the resort fee, which will include a paper delivered to your door,
ooh,
internet access,
thank you,
and phone privileges.
Internet access and phone privileges.
Yeah.
All right.
I bring my own internet. I can't read, and I have my own cell phone. I don't need it.
Problem solved.
Garth Brooks tickets, real quick, went on sale today.
Mm-hmm.
I was online. I was ready to grab them. 5 seconds after 10, sold out.
Yeah, I believe it.
This they're already on voice. Craigslist. They're already on resale. They're sure. already. Trust me, I got me a pair.
You know people.
I was trying to get 3 tickets. Speaking of tickets, the final pair of NBA tickets to give away.
I'm looking at them. They're in your hand.
In my hand, the Orlando Magic taking on the New York Knickerbockers. Ariel Helwani would like these tickets, but he would like them better if it was in New York.
Sure, yeah, that's a little bit closer home for him.
We'll give them away. Shoot me an email. Go to the website, knockoutradio.com. Subject line, NBA, Magic, Knicks, Golden State's the best. Whatever you want to put in it. You might have a better chance if you put Golden State Rocks or something like that. Did you watch them last night?
I did not see last night's game, no.
If there is a possibility for somebody to be so locked in and locked on, Steph Curry, he's throwing them up at half court. They're throwing the ball in under the hoop, and he's shooting from there and making it. All right, so I'm exaggerating a tad.
Just a tad.
He's up the court, comes back behind the line, drains a three. Set an NBA record, most threes. Last night, broke his own record. They are locked in.
And then you get to the classic question that has been coming up regarding the MVP and the fight that is happening at the top between him and Harden. And you're looking at MVP, yes, who's performing the best, but then also who is making the team around them better? And
both?
Well, they are making them better, but if you take one away, who's going to have more success? And I think the majority decision will be that Harden means more to the Rockets than Curry means to the Warriors.
That could be, and I know it's not yours, so don't take it personally.
Yeah, no.
The stupidest statement, comment, and results I have absolutely ever heard. Because
that's what a lot of people are saying.
Because they're morons too. Anybody who said that or agrees to that is a moron. And I'll tell you why. Harden has kept the Houston Rockets in the playoff hunt and all that without Howard. Correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
He's not back yet.
Now, let's say Howard is back and Harden's not there. Same results, most likely. It's unfair to say that Harden is more valuable because Steph Curry has Thompson. If Thompson was hurt...
Well, he's got space, too. He's got Mo Buckets.
Well, he definitely has Mo Buckets.
Duh. So
I think Mo Buckets should be the MVP. If you would have seen the pass he had last night, little give and go, right real quick under the basket to Steph Curry for the easy layup. It's just crazy to benefit Harden because a player is hurt. It's not Steph Curry. The Golden State Warriors are not the number one seed. The Golden State Warriors are not the, hopefully, representative of the West without Steph Curry. Period.
Agreed.
Okay. You know, so if you're going to tell me that Michael Jordan or...
that guy.
Yeah, the other... can't think of
his name. With the hair on his head.
No, back when Jordan was...
Scottie Pippen.
Pippen. So if Jordan goes down and Pippen's able to still get him into the playoffs, but they're the 19th seed, is he the MVP because Jordan got hurt?
It depends on what everybody else is doing, though.
I don't care what anybody else is doing.
That's the entire point of this. You have to compare the different players from the different teams.
Most valuable player of the team, most valuable player of the league, Steph Curry is both. Because the Golden State Warriors, like I said, they do not win anything. Mo Buckets can't carry him. We would like him to.
Sure.
But he can't.
Understood, yeah.
Thompson can't do what Thompson does without Steph Curry. And it's just... I think it's ludicrous to give, and I've on the Harden bandwagon now. That beard had me so turned off for so long, I couldn't even watch him, but the dude is good.
He's good, absolutely.
He is absolutely good. Flip-flop. Can Harden do in Golden State what Steph Curry has done? No. No.
I agree, and if you put Curry in Houston, I think he makes the rest of the team better.
Absolutely.
They do better than what Harden is doing there, because Harden's the top performer by far. It's not that he's making everybody else better around him.
And now let's flip it just for a second. Where are the Houston Rockets if Dwight Howard is playing? What seed are they
with,
right now?
With Harden?
With Harden, with Dwight Howard. How many positions do they move up? And again, we're just making this up. I'm guessing as always.
This is completely...
Me guessing.
Yeah.
It's me guessing.
Guessing.
So they're at the bottom. Would they be fifth? Would they be fourth? You don't need to look it up. It's not that big of a deal whether they're eight or seven or six. It don't matter.
Okay.
How much better would the Houston Rockets be?
They're third.
With Dwight Howard?
I think they'd be in second.
Okay. So they're jumping from third to second.
Yeah.
How much worse would Golden State be without Steph Curry? They would drop from one to not in the playoffs?
Well, there's a difference of 11 wins between one and two.
Okay.
So that's
I'm saying.
I don't think I'd say that they're not in the playoffs, but...
How many games has Steph Curry personally won?
Yeah.
90% of them?
If we're talking about, what is it, the wins above replacement stat for baseball, he's probably like 40.
I think hands
he's
down.
He's that important.
Not because I've watched him more, and I have. I struggled to stay up and watch the game last night.
Yeah,
I watched the first half. Yeah, I hate West Coast games. Damn it. West Coast teams should play on East Coast times.
Oh, yeah. All the fans would love that.
Well, it's not about the fans. It's about Knockout Radio. It's about talking sports. How can we report on stuff if I'm sound asleep? All right. In the second segment, we need to talk about last week's UFC.
Yes.
We need to talk about the awesome start of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yes.
We need to talk about the end of the season for the NHL regular season.
Yeah.
And what's on
coming
tap
shortly,
you know, for the Tampa Bay Lightning. But when we return, we will talk. Remind me to talk about the dynasty.
The dynasty.
We will talk about the dynasty when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Let's get it started in here.
Hey Tampa, looking for your next adventure? How about a day filled with 25 epic obstacles, crazy costumes, rockin' music, and plenty of beer? The 5th annual Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race is returning to the Tampa area on May 9th with just what you need. Grab your friends and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime as you climb mountains of stacked shipping containers, rocket down a 50-foot water slide, jump over fire, bounce on trampolines, and crawl through underground tunnels of dirty, yucky mud, all while wearing whatever insane costume you and your friends come up with. But the fun doesn't stop there. Join thousands of partiers in the massive festival where you can play in adult bounce houses, ride mechanical bulls, dance your butt off in the foam pit, and enjoy cold craft beer from Harpoon Brewery. Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race, Saturday, May 9th, at Little Everglades Ranch in Dade City. Don't miss out on this wild and crazy day of fun. Get off the couch and do something exciting with your weekend. Tickets are selling fast, so grab your friends and register today at ruggedmaniac.com. That's ruggedmaniac.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons.
proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a powerful pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
John Wooden.
Is this the Dynasty Talk?
Oh, yeah. So okay. I remember. Gotcha. I didn't even write it down.
Just making sure. I want to make sure that I'm not going to have to remind you later.
John Wooden. Okay. I already forgot his name. Dude from the Lakers. Now he's at the Knicks.
Jackson.
Name? Yeah, Phil Jackson. And now Gino.
Yeah, Oriyama.
Yeah, what's that thing, the Japanese origami? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, origami. Origami. Yeah.
That's what
folding up paper.
Yeah, that's Gino. A stud.
Origami. A stud.
A lot of people are saying, and this pisses me off to no end.
Nice segue.
Yeah, that Wooden did it. You know, for the men in college, Phil Jackson did it in the NBA. Since Gino did it in a women's organization, it's not the same thing, and it's not equal. I think these are the same morons that say about Harden. I think it's ridiculous to even think that, not alone say it publicly.
Yeah, I don't understand why they would take anything away from the dominance that has been UConn under his tenure. It doesn't make any sense.
Do you give more credit to Phil Jackson and his 10 because it's not with the same team?
It is a little bit more impressive because he had to do a lot more from two different organizations.
And it's not like he won 9 in one and one in the other.
No, he had continued success during both of his tenures at both teams. It makes sense. I understand that. But
do you take away credit?
No.
Because it's the NBA and they don't leave in 2, 3, 4 years. Or in Kentucky's case, a half a season.
No, I don't take away that because in my opinion, there's a lot of chances where you are dealing with volatile people. Just professional athletes.
Leave Dennis Rodman out of this.
Dennis doesn't matter. There's plenty of them everywhere. Doesn't matter what team, what their background is. There can be volatile people. And especially once you start involving money, that can really just make things a little bit more convoluted. So no, I don't take away the fact that yes, they stay there a little bit longer. Because I mean, it's no guarantee that they're gonna stay for the entirety of their contract, even. They could be traded after one season. It's just part of the game. So no, I don't take away.
Big thoughts go out to our buddy Gian.
Yes,
fights tonight on Access.
Yes.
I think I'll be leaving the humble abode to find some place to watch Gian.
Gotcha.
Local kid. He was on Knockout Radio last week, and we'll get him on this very program in the upcoming weeks once he comes back to. I think it's in Dakota.
Yeah, I think it's South Dakota.
Yeah, I don't remember which.
We had him on. He was telling us about it. His first sort of big televised fight really could do some big things for his career going up there. He's loving the organization. He loves the fact that he's now fighting out of state, getting his name out there, and working on getting some more information on the fight.
Well, and a good organization itself. With the RFA. It's run by Ed Sorens. Mm-hmm. Those of you who don't know, kind of the management people, him and George. But Ed is the English side in the English-speaking side, even though George does speak a little English, he is Portuguese, of Anderson Silva, of the Brazilians that come up and invade the MMA world, you know, as we know it. All right, before I forget this, I do need to throw it out. This time last year, I couldn't give away a Spieth hat. We had some.
Yeah.
I was involved with some people. You know, we did some auctions. Nobody cared. We did some giveaways. Nobody cared. I think they may care today.
Yeah, he's kind of on fire leading. He's 14 under.
So he's still
after
five
two
up?
Days.
He's still five up?
He's three up. Charlie Hoffman is now three. Or excuse me, overall, he's six up on the day. He's three up.
Okay. No, I just care about overall.
Yeah, overall, so, he's six through 16.
So the guy in two has fallen. He's bogeyed because he was only five up when this very program started not too long ago.
Now there's a four-hole difference in between them. Ernie Els is in third. He's Charlie Hoffman is now five up again, or five back again. Just birdied. Ernie Els in third. Let's see. Other Louis Oosthuizen is three.
You know the thing that I just don't get. Mm-hmm. No, I don't get a lot of things. You know, I understand that, and I'm not just saying this for the sake of
you
saying.
Said it, not me.
No. I don't get it. This is the same tournament that's going to be 2 weeks from now in Pebble Beach, and I'm just making up locations. 6 weeks from now, they'll be in Boston.
Yeah, they're
9 weeks, they're going to be in Houston. It's just like Nick Carr. Why is the Daytona 500 the big granddaddy of them all? It's in Daytona. It's the start. It's the same drivers.
It's history.
Why? What makes Daytona bigger and better than Talladega or Vegas or Atlanta or whatever? What makes
nothing.
The Masters, other than you get that god ugly green jacket, than, you know, when you go and play any other tournament?
At least you get a little bit of variety in golf because you're not playing. I mean, it's not literally the same left turns.
No,
there's a little bit of extra stuff. You just don't have the crashes, which is why you tune into NetCar.
No, it definitely is, you know, for sure. And don't tell me that it's not. But every course is different. I
yes.
understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the tradition that this has been going on for however many years or whatever.
Long time.
But there's other tournaments that have been going on for a long time as well. So for this to be the biggest, the baddest, the best, couldn't they do that any other place? I mean, I don't know.
I wish I had more constructive comments on it. But
And that's why
I'm
I like...
You.
NHL, NBA, you know, it's a whole tournament. The biggest thing is at the end. You know, this should be, if the Masters is the biggest thing, then the season should be over after the Masters. The Daytona 500 is the biggest thing, so you open and close with the Daytona 500. It's one race a season. Let's make it a big deal. Let's make it, you don't care about anything else. All I care about is the Daytona 500.
Yeah, but good luck trying to get this something like that changed.
Well, it just means every driver would make about $9 million. Just to race that one race. Because there's only one race. See what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
See what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
The Tampa Bay Rays, people have already jumped off the bridge.
You know, it's amazing. They always sell out the first game. And then it's crickets.
Shot. I saw. How can they stay here?
It's crickets.
And it's not going to be any better if they were to move. You move over to Tampa, it's going to be the same problem. Whether it's because it's Tampa Bay, whether it's because it's baseball, whether it's because a season is 900 games.
866-1013-40.
If you agree. If you don't agree, the phone's not working today.
I'll talk to you.
I'm not in a confrontational mood.
You don't have to be confrontational.
Well, when people call in and say, you don't know what you're talking about, I know what I'm talking about. Baseball will not be any better over in Tampa. It won't be. Well, it'll be an easier drive for me. Yes, it will, because you live across the street from where they're going to move to in Tampa. But if it still required you to drive 15 minutes, you wouldn't do it. The guy who's bitching that he won't drive to St. Pete. Now, I will give you this. I go to the gym twice a week in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dreading that I got to be at Kinetics at 3:15 today.
Why are you dreading it?
I don't What's like wrong? Working out. But if I'm going to work out...
You've been consistent. You're getting the hang of it.
I still
You'll
hate
be
it.
Fine.
I still hate
You'll
it.
You'll be fine.
Kinetics is the place to go if you're going to do it.
You'll be fine.
I still dislike it, but I will be dying on the 9th. So I want to be in good shape when I die doing this Rugged Maniac stuff. Driving across the bridge to get over to Tiger's World is awful in the morning. I understand. I understand when you're driving from Tampa to go to South St. Pete, it's awful. But it's going to be just as awful for people driving from South St. Pete to now go to Tampa, whether it's for a Lightning game, whether it's for a Buccaneer game, which they just announced their preseason schedule, by the way. And I think if they can find, this is what I'd like to see happen. You're going to like this one. If the Tampa Bay Rays move to Hillsborough County, mm-hmm. I think as homework assignment, anyone south of Tampa, that now their drive is going to be longer. If you're willing to, if you have been found to make that drive, because anybody can say they're going to do it. If you make that drive, then you should be allowed to research, and any Hillsborough County resident that you can find on social media that has bitched about the drive in the past, you can ban them from going to a game.
Just one game?
No, it needs to be more than that.
Suspensions need to be longer for them to have an effect.
Exactly. So you can suspend a Hillsborough County or even Orlando. But Orlando, I would give a little bit of credit because they're coming from Orlando. People that bitch about Tampa, it drives me crazy. But you should be able to ban them for X amount of games that the person has to have tickets to.
Would it be as big of a deal, just attendance in general, if it was a 20,000-seat stadium and they were seating 13?
You'd still get the same crowd. So
you'd get the same crowd, but
it would look more crowded.
Right, because you talk about how you in general, not you specifically, but in general, how the Tampa Bay area, for whatever reason, has had a tough time with supporting sports teams, and the attendance levels are so low, and then you look at the Lightning, and it's always sold out. Yeah, it seats 19,000 fans. It's not seating...
And 18,000 come dressed as seats. Before we go to the phone lines, because Rob wants to talk to you, again, back to my scenario, whatever tickets... You have to purchase tickets, okay? Sure. The Hillsborough people that say they're going.
Sure.
And then the Pinellas or further south consumers get to pick which games to ban you from.
Blackout dates.
Well, it's up to them.
Yeah, but they choose blackout dates.
Well, maybe they don't. Maybe there's a great giveaway when they play the Kansas City Royals. Maybe, you know, but it's entirely up to them. Or the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, this is just for you. Alex,
thank you.
Let's welcome Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, Wes. Hey, Randy. How you doing? I'm your big friend, too, there, Randy. I was wondering what you guys think about AJ Lee retiring from the WWE. And also, I got a prediction. Miami Marlins are going to sweep the Rays this weekend. And if you have any great giveaways.
All right. Thanks for calling, Rob. We appreciate that. We can respond to all three of those. AJ Lee retired.
I'll let you take that one.
I'm not as big into wrestling as you think I am.
You're bigger into wrestling than I am.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You know
more.
It's a tough business. You know, some other things are probably going to come her way. Some movies are going to come her way. You know, so, you know, more power to her that she's able to retire and move on her terms.
Sure.
You know, not being told what to do. Rob going out on a limb predicting that the Tampa Bay Rays will struggle against the Marlins.
I will disagree. I will strongly disagree.
I think Shields wins tomorrow. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's not here no more.
Not here. No,
they're not going to beat Price. Oh, yeah, he's not here either.
Well, and neither is the top four of their starting rotation.
Bring Tony Saunders back.
Yeah.
He's dropping weight like unbelievable on Facebook.
I don't think that they'll get swept. I think it'll be a 2 out of 3. I think they'll do okay against the Marlins.
They should be able to bring Orestes Estrada out of the booth. Anytime they need a big hit, bring the big O out of the booth for a DH.
The DH, yeah, that's pretty good. They can't use it this weekend because they're playing National League. So, I'll have to save that for some other time. But no, I think they'll take 2 out of 3.
How's the billion-dollar man doing down in Miami?
What?
The billion-dollar man. The dude who got the $170 million contract. Why are you looking at me like that?
Stanton, jeez.
I'm going to poke your other eye out.
I don't know why.
You and Sean could be twins.
Yeah, I lost it there for a second. I think he's been doing okay. He has that special face mask on his batting helmet. Again, it's all about getting back into, sorry the pun, swing of things. And I don't see any problem with that because he's been able to... He performed okay during spring training. Now, granted, the Marlins are 0-3 right now, so the entire team has to perform. It's not going to have to rest.
I'm going to agree with you. The 0-3 Marlins will not sweep the 1-2 Tampa Bay Rays.
No, absolutely not.
No.
You have... So,
all right, we got to hit a break.
Oh,
we do not want to... You know, we're getting ready to be syndicated, so we need to make sure that we hit those time clocks.
Absolutely. Got to stay professional.
That we won't do. We're just going to stay on time. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Rock Newman. And when I'm in Tampa, I listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you don't know whether this is real or not, but I'm just kind of looking through my Facebook page, and there's this guy. He looks over and he sees a bunch of these people rolling a monster truck tire.
Rolling, you know, like, or flipping it?
Flipping it.
Okay,
you know,
gotcha.
Flipping it over. And he goes and he, you know, like, you know, pulls his arm back and, you know,
stretches. That's what that's called. Yeah, stretching.
I don't stretch, so I don't know what it's called. So then he looks at him like, you guys are a bunch of buffoons. And he goes over to this Toyota car and then goes and rolls the Toyota car.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. It is unbelievable, this video. Again, how true is it? Don't know. But it is kind of funny. How's Spieth doing?
Let's see. Currently still 14 under. Charlie Hoffman is now 10 under.
So he's coming.
He's making a
run for it. I think Tiger's coming too. Tiger's on his way.
Tiger is at 2 under overall, 3 under on the day through 14. So it's not obviously what we're used to seeing in the past. This is good for him for the recent history.
Why all the hate? Why all the hate on Tiger Woods? I never heard Tiger Woods, he might have, but I never heard Tiger Woods say, I'm going to beat the record. I'm the best golfer ever. I'd never heard any of that.
No, he never said that.
So all of these people, which is typical of fans because the shorts for fanatics, these are the same people that wear the Tiger Woods hat and the shirt and the witness and, you know, all the stuff that they have. And now they're dumping on the guy that they loved 8 years ago when he dominated. He hasn't done anything wrong. He's just not as good anymore. I would still take his career than any other golfer's career.
Well, sure. Absolutely. But they are also the ones that invested the money in purchasing all that stuff. And so they feel that that gives them the right as a fan to have certain expectations. And these are all expectations that he has not asked for. It is strictly something that has been put on him by everybody else. But bottom line, that's something that comes with the job as a professional athlete.
Funny that you brought up about the fans have a right and whatever.
Funny like a clown or funny haha?
No, it was funny because it was a beautiful segue. I was throwing you that little underhand softball pitch. And let's talk about what fans do have a right to do and what they don't have a right to do with the UFC event that happened last Saturday in Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah.
A very controversial fight, and we'll talk about why it was so controversial in a minute. Most people, if you were not associated with our good friend Eddie Truck Gordon and the entire Sarah Longo team, 95% of all people not associated with that team believe George Masvidal won that fight.
Yeah.
So at the end of the fight, it's announced it's a split, well, not a split decision. It's a split decision. Two judges had it 29-28 for Ally Aquinta. One judge, this is where it's controversial, had it 30-27. For Masvidal. They announce it, the entire place boos. I mean, it sounded like I heard the boos, you know, in Tampa when I was watching it. Yet the fight was in Fairfax, Virginia. Ally Aquinta is being interviewed. He said, and I'm going to paraphrase, "You better not be booing me, F you all."
Yeah.
What? First and foremost, and I will argue this because I'll argue. I just enjoy arguing. But those boos were not boos to Ally Aquinta. Those boos were booing the decision that 99.9% of the world believed Jorge Masvidal, won the fight. You better be careful what you wish for, because if Jorge Masvidal gets upset, Kimbo Slice isn't far behind. You do know the association, right?
No, I don't.
Masvidal used to fight with Kimbo in the streets. Masvidal was Kimbo's protege. In the streets, as Kimbo became the legendary, you know, street fighter
that he was.
Which he really wasn't, because there was rules. And a street fight doesn't have rules.
Anything goes.
A street fight has a gun and a knife and a machete and anything else you wanted to have. And you are not allowed to have any of those. And you are not allowed to go to the ground. It's not a street fight.
Fair enough. I understand that. But again, and this came up last night on last night's show.
What show was that?
That would be Knockout Radio.
Okay.
You can follow us on knockoutradio.com. So when you're at the end of a fight, obviously it goes to a decision, and the way judging has been going recently, nobody knows what's going to happen because of situations exactly like this. But it happens. It goes to a decision. You're worked up from the fight. You're worked up because you want to win, but you don't know what the decision is going to be. And then you find out what it is. Emotions are running high. So I understand how it could be misconstrued as he's being booed, even though it's not directly him. But he is going to take it like that. And he responded the way he thought was appropriate,
but
it wasn't.
But it has happened numerous times. And there's been numerous times when Joe Rogan has said...
The bad judging or the booing?
Both. But after the bad judging and the booing starts, and a fighter would say, hey, don't take it out on me. I've heard him say it into the mic.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't judge it. Hey, I thought it was a close fight. I didn't judge it. I'm happy for the win. Joe Rogan numerous times, and whoever is doing the interview, whether it's Anik or Kenny Florian or Brian Stahn... Or any of those guys, they'll typically say, hey, I don't know what they're booing for. You're not a judge. How did you take the fight? How did you think the fight was? So for him to lose his temper, which supposedly he has done on numerous occasions, and I said this last night to Truck Gordon, maybe there should be a cooling off period. Maybe you shouldn't interview in the cage right after the fight. I think Ally Aquinta should be fined and or suspended. We're trying. Mixed martial arts is trying to show the world that it's not thuggery, that it's not all those things that I think Ally Aquinta showed it was on Saturday night. Just kind of my opinion. Saturday night, I was at, which was good because the Fairfax was early, so I was able to watch it before I headed over to USF for the Gracie Tampa card. What a lot of fun it was. You know, amateur fights, a kid can in there, which... Guys at the Tigers World Gym said there is absolutely no way that it's true. This guy claimed he'd never had a fight. He'd never trained. He didn't know anything. Yet he dominated the fight and won by rear naked choke.
So when it comes down to it, do you think that it was really just for show?
You know, and we talked about that last night with our attorney, greatest attorney that I know, Danny Alvarez. And it could have been. It could have been just him saying that, even though afterwards, when he got interviewed by Jay Adams, he still stuck to his story that he didn't know how to fill out the paperwork, that he didn't know. Then how do you know how to put a rear naked choke on? It's one thing to be able to defend yourself and to push things away and whatever, but he locked that rear naked choke in like he knew what he was doing. Liz Kamuth would have beaten Ronda Rousey when she fought her.
God, she was so close.
She had the rear naked up and almost in, but she couldn't put it in. And Ronda really wasn't defending it well because she doesn't know how to. So for Liz to not be able to sink the rear naked choke in, but this kid who claims he's never been trained how to do it was able to do it, I definitely smell something fishy. Speaking of fish, let's grab some during this break.
All right.
This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The biggest air show in the South is back in Lakeland. Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo celebrates its 41st year all week long, April 21st through April 26th. This year promises to be bigger, faster, and louder than ever before. Experience the heart-thumping, awe-inspiring performance of the Breitling Jet Team's U.S. debut and the Air Force Thunderbirds. See thousands of aircraft both in the air and on display, and an open flight line of historic warbirds. Sun and Fun offers fun for the whole family with daily air shows, a kids' zone, a classic car show, and lots of great food. Florida residents can make it a weekend the family will remember by coming Saturday, April 25th and Sunday, April 26th to experience three shows for the price of one. See the Breitling team perform at 3 p.m. Stay for the night air show, which includes aerobatic flyers, pyrotechnics, and a dazzling fireworks display. And come back Sunday for an additional show. Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo, celebrating its 41st year all week long, April 21st through April 26th in Lakeland. It's bigger, it's faster, it's louder, it's Sun and Fun.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
One, two, three.
All right, I forgot. It's been 7 days. I need to pay attention to commercials more often. Sun and Fun right around the corner. I need to make the phone call.
Please do.
First, I need to find the card. With the name and address and phone number.
Details.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's somewhere here on this desk, but if you're looking at the desk, you will see I have.
Well, if you're looking at the desk, you actually can't see the desk, but.
Hey. Hey, now. I got it somewhere.
Shots fired.
We will get it done. And once again, final tickets to give away Saturday. Is that tomorrow? That's not tomorrow. Oh, it is tomorrow. If you want to go to the Magic Knicks tomorrow night in hot Orlando, shoot me an email. Go to knockoutradio.com. In there, put Golden State Rocks in the subject line. Warriors will win 2015 title. Anything in there that you would like, and we will hook you up. Or if more than 77 people email in, we will have a drawing.
That would be interesting.
Okay.
Just to say the least.
Over to you, Vern.
Bucks. A lot of movement. There's been a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving and shaking.
Just because Winston's in town.
No, he's not in town.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
They went there on Wednesday.
And he is here now.
Ooh, wrinkle to the story.
And he's here.
Well, okay, so when you look at that, what are you reading into that?
Nothing.
Okay.
He wants to come here. How about what his attorney said?
That's a little, okay.
What?
Because you made the point, I think it was maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
I guessed.
Where it kind of says something when your teammates don't stick up for you.
Yep.
When your lawyer doesn't stick up for you saying you're not ready to be an NFL player off the field.
First thing I do is fire my lawyer.
It's a bad look.
Yeah, you think?
It's a bad look.
Wow. I can't believe that he said that. And I can't believe that we haven't heard yet that he's been let go. How do you say that, even if it's true?
Yeah, you don't say it in public. You really shouldn't be saying it at all. It's something you may think, but you shouldn't be saying it at all because obviously this is going to have, I would be very surprised if this didn't have an effect on what the teams feel about Winston as a draft pick, as a player, as a teammate.
As a person.
Yeah, I guess as a player, he's okay. He says he's ready.
No.
He's ready.
As a player, he is the number one. He is the best. He is the guy to go to as a player. As a person, maybe he's not. Now, do you put your whole franchise in the hands of somebody who is going to be able to perform on the field, but you have to worry about off the field? As a media person and as something that I'm not, a fan, I could care less. I don't say many good things about a former co-host of mine. I don't even talk about him. Mm-hmm. But I do repeat, which is why he's... I always talk about two things that he did.
You say this a lot.
I know. Yeah. One, he got choked unconscious live on the air, mm-hmm. which is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And two, well documented, he made the comment as the switch was going from Tony Dungy to John Gruden. He said, and I agree, I would rather my head coach be in hell with a Super Bowl ring than heaven without, because I could care what you do. As long as it's not rape and murder and things that are against the law, go get drunk every night. Shoot up. Take heroin. That's illegal. But I don't care. I don't care.
But the problem is, and it, obviously this isn't a problem, but the fact of the matter is you are looking at this from a completely outside perspective.
Yeah, because I'm on the outside.
The owner, the coach, the GM, those are the people who make the decisions.
And they're the ones that should care the image that their players are.
Sure.
I could care less.
Well, I think the
image of the players.
The owner, more so than anything. The GM probably can work with it. The coach can work with it.
No, I disagree. I think the coach can work with it. The GM maybe can. The GM might need to worry more about the appearance, the image, that kind of stuff, because he is the owner's representative. The coach's job.
Gotcha. Okay, I see that.
In my opinion, the coach's job is one thing and one thing only: win.
Yeah.
I want Sue on my team if I'm a coach.
Absolutely.
He's a
monster.
No,
he's words you can't say on FCC radio.
I was going to say something negative because of the things that he has done, but we don't see much of that off the field. You know, the stepping on the head.
No,
the
weirdly enough, off the field, he's a
fine.
Saint.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's great. He does a lot of charity work. He donated a lot of money back to Nebraska to help them build their weight training facilities. No, he does some great stuff off the field, and it's actually questionable what he does on the field, even though he is a monster and just runs through offensive lines like a hot knife through butter. But it's, again, going back to a franchise player, because that's the type of guy that we're looking at. Who that guy is, we don't know yet. But that's going to be the goal for the Bucs, is to get that franchise representative. So it will matter a lot more than maybe a really good player who's at a different position. If you had the number one cornerback and you need a quarterback and you take him, are you really going to consider him a franchise player? I don't know.
Or I'm getting your flight taken care of right now. I'm busy.
I appreciate that. Like, a lot. Like, this is bucket list important type.
Sent.
Thing.
Email sent. We're good.
Thank you.
We're good. We're going to get you in the big bird.
Or an O-line. O-lineman. You need an O-lineman. You have the first overall draft pick. You end up going with an O-lineman. Are you really going to say he's the face of the franchise?
It depends on who he is. Jonathan Ogden was the face of the Baltimore Ravens. Paul Gruber, you could say, was the face of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, yeah, it's possible.
But it's a lot less likely if you don't have it at a skill position, especially quarterback.
Of course. You know, receiver, running back, quarterback, you know, or the linebacker. You know, I mean, they're the marquee. They're the sexy positions in the NFL. But it'll be interesting how it plays out. We only have another couple of weeks to worry about it.
Yeah, we have the preseason that was announced. Well, actually, first off, we have the announcement of the workouts. You have workouts begin on the 20th. OTAs are 26th, 28th.
Speaking of workouts, I'm headed to Kinetics right now because I have a workout to get ready for the May 9th event, the Rugged Maniac. Uh-huh. Hit me up on Twitter anytime, 24/7, at Knockout Radio.
At KO Eggs.
Have a great weekend. Go Rays.